Hello, this is Cedric Hendricks, and welcome to D.C. Public Safety. Today, we're talking with Chief Judge Lee Satterfield of the D.C. Superior Court about D.C. Safe Surrender. Chief Judge Satterfield, what can people expect when they come to the courthouse this year hoping to surrender during the D.C. Safe Surrender program?
Well, as you know, Cedric, a few years ago, we had the Safe Surrender program. Before, it was at a church. We've moved it to the courthouse because of financial considerations and, you know, the budget and those issues, and it's less costly. But it's going to be the same type of program. The judges are going to be in the same mindset that they were at the church. The other partners are going to be there doing the same things that they were doing at the church, so we expect to have a successful program just like we had at the church.
Now, what type of warrants are you focusing on for those that surrender? Because I know that there are some warrants that are excluded from this process.
Sure. I mean, for the program itself, we're looking at non-violent warrants, misdemeanor or felony. But, you know, as a judge, I have to encourage everybody, if they have a warrant, to turn themselves in. Because you're always going to be looked at more favorably if you take responsibility for that warrant and take care of it than if you don't, and people have to come out and get you.
Now, is this just for folks with warrants issued in the District of Columbia? What about folks in the surrounding communities? If they hear about this and they have a warrant in Maryland or Virginia, is this something that they can participate in?
I would encourage you to turn yourself in your jurisdiction and not at the Superior Court, because we're looking at the warrants that have been issued by the court. People are not appearing in court, or arrest warrants that have been issued, signed by judges. So we're looking at folk who have warrants in this jurisdiction.
Is this for adults and juveniles or just adults?
Just adults.
Okay. Now, is there a overarching public safety benefit here that we really want people to understand, for both with respect to individuals and their families? Because, you know, it's clear that families can see value in this and bring their loved one in as well.
Well, I would hope that families see a lot of value in this, because the program like this protects the individual who has the warrant. It protects the family members, because if the police or marshals have to come out to the home, their chances and risks of the children being scared if they're in the home, family members getting involved in the process to arrest the offender. So it helps the family. It protects the property. Many people live in homes with their relatives, and when police come through the home, they're there to serve a purpose, and sometimes property can be damaged. And of course, it protects our law enforcement officers who are out there trying to keep the community safe. And so when I hear that as a judge, when I know that somebody's going to not let those factors come into play by turning themselves in, And that's something that I'm going to be thinking about favorably, because that person has shown responsibility. I'm going to give that person the respect that's due based on that decision that's being made. But on the flip side of that, when someone does come in having been arrested by a marshal or police officer, then all those factors were in play. And I can't give them favorable attention to those things and taking responsibility. So when you're making that decision, family members and others, the best decision will be to come in, because we really do look at that more favorably than we do when people are brought in through law enforcement.
Now, D.C. Safe Surrender was undertaken a few years ago, I believe in 2007,
That's
and
correct.
Over 530 individuals turned themselves in. What are your expectations for this time around?
Well, we hope that we get that number and more, because there are a number of outstanding warrants. And, you know, when it was done a few years ago, there was just a very small percentage, under 2% of the people who turned themselves in were not released. So if you're thinking about over 500 people, we're talking about five or six people who, for whatever reason, and they may have had other types of warrants pending other circumstances, were not released. So a substantial majority of folk who came in were back in the community after they resolved their warrants.
Now, this event is one that involves a lot of criminal justice partners. Why is that essential to the success?
Oh, it's absolutely essential, from the prosecutors to CSOSA to our Criminal Justice Coordinating Council. I know I'm going to miss somebody, Public Defender Service, pretrial services. all of these folk are essential because a number of these agencies supervise individuals who are on outstanding warrants, and they're agencies whose recommendations the court values in deciding what to do in individual cases like this. And so their role is very essential as well.
And when will D.C. Safe Surrender take place, sir?
Well, it's going to take place on three consecutive weekends, starting on the 13th of August, 20th of August, and the 27th of August.
We've been talking with Chief Judge Lee Satterfield of the D.C. Superior Court about D.C. Safe Surrender. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.